Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. In several Michigan communities, planning for a future affected by climate change is beginning. Monroe, East Jordan, Ludington, St. Joseph, and Grand Haven are all taking part in a new program called Resilient Michigan. The Land Information Access Association, or LIAA, is working with statewide partner organizations to help local leaders to, quote, plan communities that are more resilient to climate variability, extreme weather events, and global economic challenges. Joining us to talk about Resilient Michigan, two guests, state climatologist Jeff Andreessen and associate professor of geography at MSU. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
And the mayor of Grand Haven is Jerry McCaleb. Welcome to Current State, Mayor McCaleb.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Last night, Grand Haven held a Planning for Resiliency kickoff meeting. Jeff Andreessen, you spoke to the gathering, and Mayor McCaleb, you were there. Let's start with you, Jeff. What's the basic idea behind these Planning for Resiliency meetings?
Well, I think it's basically to increase awareness and to become more informed. And you mentioned variability and climate variability, and I think that may be a key issue. And that's as we look to make more resilient systems, we need to know more about the environmental challenges that we face and hopefully make more informed decisions as a result of having better information about climate, about its variability, and then ultimately about its the changes that are taking place.
Let's go a little deeper there, though, Jeff. In your view, what are the things that towns like Grand Haven should be planning for?
Well, for Grand Haven and really for the state of Michigan, probably near the top of the list in terms of a weather/climate-related issue, I think the heavy rain events and the increase in extreme events that we've seen over the last several decades and that are projected to increase in the future as well, that probably is at the top of the list. There are others, high temperature events or high temperature extremes, possibly droughts, maybe in the distant future. But I think really the one that really stands out are these extreme heavy precip events.
Mayor Jerry McCaleb, what was your perspective on last night's meeting? How did it go?
Well, I thought it was an interesting meeting. I didn't hear a lot of new information. Most of what was presented was material that I've heard before, either in other presentations or reading or study. But it's interesting. It's good to have that perspective, and it's good to plan. We try to do in Grand Haven all that we do is we look toward building a more sustainable community. Our recent infrastructure bond, our password for that was Grand Haven Built to Last. So we're very interested in building for the future and making sure that the taxpayers' money that we spend is well spent and well taken care of. So we're all about that.
Do you get the impression that your residents are open to the idea of planning for the future with these potential climatological factors in mind?
Well, our residents are, we do plan for the future. That's why we're tackling our 50-year-old infrastructure. We've had two different bond issues that our citizens have supported, at the polls to tackle our aging infrastructure, to bring it up to current levels, to make sure that we're efficient, and we work together with our neighboring communities to make all that work. I think we're leaders in cooperation, collaboration, and planning for the future. That is our focus, and that's what people expect that of us. They want their money to be well spent. There's nothing worse than resurfacing a street, and then the next thing you got to dig it up because you got a broken sewer line or a broken water line or something. So when we tackle our infrastructure, we do a complete job. We've looked to see what needs to be done underground. We go in there, and we do it all so that we don't have to go back and dig up that street. So that's the way we look at things. Strong fixes, permanent fixes, the best that we can. You can't anticipate everything. But in everything that you do, to do a very thorough job and to be very cognizant that this is people's hard-earned tax dollars, and it's our job to take good care of them.
We're talking about Resilient Michigan with state climatologist Jeff Andreessen, an associate professor of geography at MSU, and you just heard from the mayor of Grand Haven, Michigan, Jerry McCaleb, who is involved in the Resilient Michigan effort. Jeff, how are the challenges that Michigan communities are facing when it comes to climate change different from other places in the U.S.?
Well, that's a really good question. It takes on, there are an awful lot of regional differences and flavors, if you will, and even some locality-wise. I would say relative to many other parts of the U.S., Michigan might be less influenced, certainly than some sea level communities along the shoreline, for example, in the Gulf. There are also areas in the Southwest with wildfires. Michigan actually is a little bit better than that, or a little bit less threatened, I think, at least at this point in time. And from what we know, we tend to see a lower than certainly average number of weather and climate-related, disasters over time. We live in a, I guess in that regard, we live in a fairly good part of the U.S. It's just there's relatively less risk here. So overall, I would say we're better off than many other parts of the U.S.
Mayor McCaleb, Grand Haven is obviously one of the more popular tourist destinations in the state. Is there any worry that a changing climate could impact the tourism industry there?
Well, that is, you know, that's always a question. If you know, this past summer being as cool as what it was, I know I think the numbers at our state park were down somewhat because it wasn't hot, you know, extremely hot like it was the summer before. But on the other hand, the folks then that came to the beach and maybe couldn't go swimming came to our downtown and our other places of business and frequented them. So where there's a downside, there's an upside. So it was, those kind of things. People are going to go to the beach if it's warmer. If it's not, they're going to find other things. But that's what we try to do. We try to provide many activities for people and we have a variety of festivals and other interests during the summer. We're trying to move that into shoulder seasons to attract people here at all times of the year. So I think we try to look ahead and see, you know, what is it that we can do to be proactive and to make Grand Haven that destination place no matter what.
Let's double
and
back.
You make adjustments as you go along.
Let's double back to last night's meeting, though, and learn a little bit more about that. What for either of you, what concerns got aired? What suggestions got aired? Jeff, what did you hear?
Well, I think, and this isn't surprising, given its importance to communities like Grand Haven. Really, the lake, Lake Michigan itself, changes in the lake over time. That was a major issue, and I rightly so. It's one of the things I think somewhat less is known about in terms of the long term future. But it's certainly one that we need a lot of work on, and we know that changes have taken place in the not just Lake Michigan, but the whole Great Lakes system over the last several decades, and they do have a direct impact. So I think, at least in terms of a theme or a topic, that from my perspective, that was one of certainly the most commonly asked questions.
I have to ask. I'll ask you, Mayor McCaleb. This is, I mean, anything involving climate. Can become one of the most intensely politicized discussions you can possibly enter into. As soon as you say global warming, do some people just tune out?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that, you know, global warming really isn't the word today. Today it's climate change. These things change as situations change. As Dr. Andreessen said last night in his opening remarks, you know, climate has always changed. Michigan used to be covered with tropical seas. That's where we get our limestone deposits and the salt under the city of Detroit. It's a long and slow process, and this is where we are in the history of the Earth today. Things change. Things are always in change. When I was a kid growing up, our winters were long, much more like this past winter that we had, when people said, well, I've never seen a winter like this. And I think, well, I have. You know, it was like that when I was a kid. I left Michigan for a while and came back, and I thought, geez, where did winter go? Because when I was here before, 10, 15 years ago, winters were heavy. And now, and for the past, you know, 10 or 15 years, they've been light. And so this past winter was, oh, I remember this. This is what it was like when I was a kid. So weather is a very complicated thing, very hard to understand, and it's always in flux. And I think you have to look at it that way. And look at it. It is something that's always changing, and you got to be prepared to flow with it. Because your weather changes, everything around you changes, your environment changes, what you grow changes, and so you got to look at adjustments.
And so the point, I guess, is to become as resilient as possible. And
absolutely,
that is the name of the program, Resilient Michigan. We've been talking to state climatologist Jeff Andreessen, also with the mayor of Grand Haven, Jerry McCaleb, about plans to make the city of Grand Haven and others more resilient to climate change. Thanks for joining us.